be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear beloved in Christ, reflecting on the readings of today, one beautiful lyrics from Ghana, where I come from, comes to mind. And the lyrics simply say, "Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. There is a great change since I met God. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Great change since I met God." How I wish I had a beautiful voice like your choir. Probably I would have sung this song. Unfortunately, when I sang, the angels of God ran away. And since I do not want them to run away, let me not try. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. There is a great change since I met God. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. There's a great change since I met God. The things I used to say, I say them no more. The things I used to say, I say them no more. The things I used to say, I say them no more. There's a great change since I met God. That place I used to go, I go there no more. That place I used to go, I go there no more. That place I used to go, I go there no more. There's a great change since I met God. The things I used to smoke, I smoke that no more. That things I used to smoke, I smoke that no more. That things I used to smoke, I smoke that no more. There's a great change since I met God. Dear beloved, when you encounter the God that we serve, it is impossible to go back home the same. And that's precisely the gospel reading of the day from Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to 28. It is a continuation of last week's gospel reading. Jesus appeared by the lake of Galilee, and when he appeared, he had a simple message, and he spoke with passion and authority. The kingdom of God is at hand. What does it mean to experience the kingdom of God? And it is in this gospel reading that we realize what it means by the gospel, the kingdom of God is around. The reality, my dear beloved, has dawned upon us in the gospel reading of today. He appears to the people and says to them, repent and believe the good news. Not only that, the kingdom of God is at hand. Probably they were thinking, what does it mean for the kingdom of God to be among us? He comes today, the Son, just like today, in the synagogue. And when he left in the synagogue, three things take place. The prayer, the word of God, and the commentary on the word. So three things. They come to pray, they come to hear the word of God, and one of them, probably a catechist, or a learner among them, or a school teacher, somebody who can read and write, will rise up and give a simple commentary on the word. And it comes with this preface, thus says the Lord, thus says Rabbi Akiva, thus says Rabbi this or Rabbi that. And so when they write to speak, there is always a preface, there is always an appeal to authority. But then there comes a certain man in the person of Jesus who does not use that preface. Why? We go back to John chapter 1 and he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. My dear beloved, if that Word which was there in the beginning was with God, was God, and has come to take his dwelling place among us, if that Word is going to speak to us, there is no need for preface. He is the embodiment of the Word. And so he speaks in the first person singular. I say to you, it was said to you by Moses, it was said to you by the law, it was said to you by the prophets, but I say. And that's why the people will say, this is a complete new teaching. He speaks with authority. He speaks as one having authority. He doesn't have to appeal to authority. My dear beloved, and when the evil spirit encountered the word made flesh, something happened. And that's why I'm going to tell you that it is impossible to encounter God with an open heart and go back the same. In the sacrifice of the Mass, we encounter God in his word and in the most holy Eucharist. And so at every Mass, my dearly beloved in Christ, we have the opportunity to encounter God in his word. Like the two disciples on their way to Emmaus, they encountered God in his word, in the breaking of the word. And then when they got home, they encountered God in the breaking of bread. And that's what happens at every Mass. And so at every Mass, my dear beloved, we have this wonderful opportunity to encounter God in his word and in his bread and wine, body and blood. And so when the evil spirit encountered this word made flesh, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And he said, be quiet, get out of here. He does not only teach with authority, he heals with authority. And finally, he saves with authority. My dear beloved in Christ, at every Mass, we encounter the same Jesus, who teaches us with authority. He feeds us with authority. He heals us with authority. And he saves us with authority. If we will open up to the abundance of grace overflowing in his word and in the most holy sacrament, we shall go back home for fulfilled. And like St. Paul said, there will be no more anxieties. Probably, you and I are filled with anxieties. We do not know what tomorrow holds for us. Some are paranoid. Some are afraid. Some cannot even sleep because of the virus. My dear beloved in Christ, when you have God living in you, John will tell us, the one who lives in us is greater than the one in the world. He is greater than a virus. He is greater than a COVID, than the 19. He is even greater than what that virus can finally and ultimately lead to, death. He conquered death on Easter Sunday. My dear beloved in Christ, let us come trust him in that power and in that authority that flows through his word and the most holy Eucharist.